While many people are spending lots of time together during the COVID-19 pandemic, the pressures of work are forcing some families to spend time apart. Charlie Amos of Wagner County recorded this audio diary on April 19th.
Hello, I'm Charlie Amos, and my family and I live in Wagner County, Oklahoma, near the town of Catoosa. I'm 37 and work for an area John Deere dealership and run some cattle. My position is deemed essential, seeing as how we serve and support area farmers and ranchers, as well as local and state agencies. So work steady. And when you have livestock, they don't seem to care about the trials of man and what plagues mankind. It's spring, so that means we'll work fall-born calves, and that's what I've been doing today. Ironically enough, they'll be vaccinated for similar respiratory viruses that's currently circling the globe. COVID-19, it's hit my wife harder than me. She operates a restaurant, and after mayoral decrees placed dining restrictions on the food service industry, it's been a struggle. She was forced to lay off over 50 people. Currently, she's running a skeleton crew to try to keep the restaurant open, doing takeout and delivery, so those people will have a job to come back to when this is over. You know, as the weeks stretch on, it becomes increasingly difficult to do that. It's harder and harder to pay rent and salaries and pay for the product. On the home front, the children, they suffer the most. They don't fully understand what's going on, and it's hard to explain it to them, especially small children. They aren't able to see their grandparents. My wife is opening and closing, so they haven't got to see their mother in the evening time since this began. That's no family dinners, no bath or story time with her mother. And I'm thankful our daycare is still operating.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you.
I'm able to get them after work and get them home, take care of them.
She did good today.
They did good today? Good deal. Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
So if you're suddenly spending more time with your family and loved ones, I say cherish it. Not everybody's getting to do that. I know utility workers, nurses, truck drivers who are, I mean, they're still keeping lights on and people healthy and pantry stocked, but at the same time, their family time, it's suffering. Because as more people stay home, it puts more demand on those who are still out there. You know, we're all in this together. We all have our part to play. And hopefully, when this is over, we'll look at this and learn something. Hopefully we're stronger as a nation, and we've learned from our mistakes and try to prevent something like this from happening again. But I hope all is well out there, and everybody's safe, staying safe. So be good. Make good choices.
This audio diary was produced in partnership with America Amplified, a CPB-funded initiative to use community engagement to inform local journalism. You can record your own audio diary and share your story with KOSU by emailing audio@kosu.org.